This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is so friendly, so sweet, so near to us, and such a well-wisher of ours. We are quite at home there, sweet, sweet home. Swarupe sabarahaya golokete sthiti. In your innate and innermost existence, we are members of that plane. Now we have come out, and we have scattered our consciousness all over the surface. Cover, cover, cover. There are so many layers, and they are all dry things. And the substance, the spirit, is within. Eliminating this bodily cover, the mental cover, the liberation cover, the Vaikuntha cover, then I may enter into the land of Braja. Vrindavan resides within me, if I can find my friends everywhere. They are my friends and relatives, and they will give me all-pleasing experience, ecstasy. Mahaprabhu came with this news for us. Quote, "Oh, you are a child of that soil. Why do you suffer here, my children, my boys? Why do you suffer? Amritasya putraha. You are a child of that soil, and you are suffering so much, coming in the desert. Your home is so resourceful, so sweet, and you are running in the desert? What is this? Come, leave this poisonous charm, this suicidal charm. This charm, Maya charm, misunderstanding charm, this is suicidal. Leave this apparent charm. This is poisonous, like a witch. The witch has charmed you here and made you spellbound. Come along with me. I shall take you to your home, which is so very sweet." Close quote. In general, this is the call of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Don't try to think yourself a master of so many siddhis, like anima, laghima, vyapti, becoming small as the atom, lighter than a feather, all-pervading, etc. The thought that you can play with miracles is all lower conception. With mukti, liberation, then siddhi, yogic, supernatural, mystic powers, you will have to encounter so many traps and obstacles that your very existence will be at stake. To the south, there is the Bhimarula Varuli, the hornet's nest of unfulfilled desires, Karmakanda. To the west, there is the Yaksha, the deceitful ghost representing the death of merging into the Absolute by supernatural yogic practice, Yoga City. And to the north, there is the Ajagara, the black python representing the death of merging into the Absolute Brahman by the liberationists on the path of knowledge, Jnana Marga. They will all bewilder you. But most naturally and with the least effort on your part, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take you to the eastern side, to the wealth that is within your heart. That is universal, spacious, sweet, and most intimate. There is your home, all our mutual well-wishes there. That is the gift of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Haribol. Thus ends the 11th chapter of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1, The Guardian Ruled Family. Chapter number 12, Every Word is a Song. Quote, "Where every word is a song, every step is a dance, and the flute is the favorite attendant." Close quote. From Sri Sri Brahma Sanhita. Every word is a song, but this is not a sound of this plane. This is from some other world that is so soft, so sweet, so heart-capturing. It is a world where correct behavior occurs most sweetly and harmoniously. Every word is like a song, gata ganam. Every movement is sweet, like dancing, natyam gamanam api. It has been described in this way. Everything is replete with the highest degree of beauty. This is the land of beauty. There everything is beautiful. Everything has the touch of beauty divine. The prime cause is charming, attracting, and arresting heart and soul. Stop! There is a land of such existence. Our aspiration is for such a life. Radhika Madhavasham. We can sincerely foster the idea to feel attraction to a life of such a plane, where everything is of a musical character. The flute of Krishna guides everything. That can even draw out the life from the body. The sound is so charming, it appears that one's very feeling wants to come out of bodily existence. Whatever part of our body is touched with any sort of such dealing, that part seems to disconnect from the other parts, and, if it is possible to imagine it, that part runs to join the subject. If there is colour, the eye wants to feel it, as though separating himself from the other parts of the body. There is such a competition, quote, "I don't want your connection, O body. I want to run towards that direction. A call has come from there." Close quote. The hands, the eyes, the touch, all faculties will compete. Whatever part is touched will want to run away from the other friendly companions. Once, after conducting the parikrama, circumambulation, of the whole Brajamandal, the perimeter of Sri Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada asked his disciples, "Which pastimes attracted you most? Which location in Vrindavan has attracted you most?" When he asked me this question, I replied that Karam Kandi, the place of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu's bhajan, attracted me most of all. Midway between Nandagram and Yavat, there was an ashram where Srila Rupa Goswami settled and used to write his book, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That place attracted me most. Again, after a year or two, when we were at Sri Radhakund in the company of Srila Prabhupada, he very suddenly remarked, quote, "Your place, that place of yours," close quote. I was astounded. "What, where is my place?" He said, "Your place is Karam Kandi, the place of Srila Rupa Goswami." I thought, oh, he had some purpose when he inquired a year or two ago which location was attractive to who. He kept these things on his mind, and accordingly today he is saying, "Your place." So he was very particular about ruchi pariksha, or to examine the taste of a particular person for a particular leela and a particular group of service. It is necessary for the acharya to examine his disciple and determine the place where he is to be located. He must determine where his disciple stands, and accordingly, in harmony with that innate taste, help him in his march towards that land of his aspiration. The destination has been settled, but how shall I reach it? When shall I reach it? Those who come to my aid to take them there, they are my masters, my gurus, Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Guru. Whoever helps me to go there is my guru. He is my guide who will help me to reach my located destination, the station of my innermost hankering. Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratithaha Kripaya Sri Gurung Tang Natosmi. He has helped me to locate my destination. He has educated me how and what to aspire after and how to reach that highest aspired shelter. I have attained all these things through him. He is my all in life, the master of my life. There is a boat and he is the helmsman, Guru Karnadharam. I have surrendered unto him. I have accepted him. I have boarded his boat and he is taking me towards the goal of my life. The human body, Nrikdeham, has been compared to a boat. By utilizing my resources in this body and mind, my Gurudev, as the helmsman, is guiding me towards the goal. One who does not take this opportunity after coming into the human species commits suicide. He commits suicide by failing to take advantage of crossing the ocean of life and death, birth and death, birth and death. The very nature of the ocean of mundane existence is waves. Life and death, birth and death. The helmsman to take us across this ocean of life and death, birth and death, is Gurudev. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that anyone who misses this chance is committing suicide. Nrideham Ajang Sulabham Sudulabham Plavang Sukalpang Guru Khanadharam Mayanukulena Navasva Teritang Pumana Bhavabdhing Natharet Sa'at Maha. Here the Lord is inferring, quote, so many boats are passing, and I am helping like a favorable wind. The helmsman is Guru, and I am the favorable wind. The boat is the human body, and you should all take this opportunity to cross the ocean of life, birth, and death. The world is compared to the infinite. It resembles infinity. It is very difficult to cross the ocean of life and death, birth and death. If you want to escape these troubles, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanudashanam, you must take the chance. Otherwise, you will lose so much that it amounts to suicide. Close quote. The grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presupposes some selection, but Sri Nityananda Prabhu's grace has no selection. He gives his grace to whoever he comes across. Nityananda Prabhu is so magnanimous that he saves whoever he comes across on his way. His mercy is so raw, undiscriminating, and broad. Nityananda Prabhu is most benevolent. Mahaprabhu has a sort of discrimination, but Nityananda Prabhu does not care for any discrimination whatsoever. Whether one is a fit or an unfit candidate, he is still counted as worthy. Such is his mercy. Never dare to approach Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, neglecting the grace of Lord Nityananda. Hena nitai vine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai. So our revered Sripad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj laid stress on Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu's grace is stressed for the fallen. His grace is real wealth for them because discrimination has hardly a place in it. Although not much, we nonetheless find some sort of discrimination in the magnanimity of Lord Gauranga. But Nityananda Prabhu is more generous. So first go to Nityananda Prabhu, and by his grace you will go to Mahaprabhu. And by the grace of Mahaprabhu you will easily reach Sri Sri Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. This is the way shown to us. Yata yata gora padara vinde vindeta bhaktin krita punya rashihi tatha tathot sarpati hridyakasmat radha padam bhoja sudhambu rashihi. From Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. Quote, as devotion unto the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasunda is attained by a greatly pious person, unexpectedly the ocean of nectar, which is the service of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha, is accordingly born within his heart. Close quote. Percolated by the mercy of Sri Gauranga, try to approach Srimati Radharani. Then there will be no possibility of any dirt entering you and disturbing you in that plane. That will be percolated by Sri Gauranga. If you have the shelter of Sri Gauranga, you can be sure that you will very safely, smoothly, and intimately attain to the service of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, it is very dangerous and sometimes suicidal. If you do not approach through Sri Gauranga, the attempt will be reactionary. It is very dangerous to approach Sri Vrindavan and Srimati Radharani directly. You must approach commanded by Sri Gauranga. In other words, if you can appreciate the life of Sri Gauranga, the ideal of Sri Gauranga, then karma, mundane desire, etc., will be exhaustively eliminated. You will be really purified to be acceptable to that domain of the highest leela. So here in Koladeep, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his best to all. Kulya gramete ashi Sri Krishna Chaitanya hena nahi. Yare Prabhu na karila dhanya. He gave the most desirable service, service of the sweetest type. Such service is found in Vrindavan, and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev recommended Vrindavan life as the highest. Neither knowledge nor power can even approach this Vrindavan service. In Vrindavan, heart is everything. Sri Uddhava also said, Asam aho charana renu jusam ahang syat Vrindavane kim api gulma latau shadhinam yajustyajam svajanam acha patang cha hitva Bheju Mukunda Paravim Shrutibir Vimrigyam. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, ignoring society and even scriptures, they, the gopis, have given themselves up to the absolute. They gave up their own relatives and what is socially considered to be holy. They gave up everything for the cause of the service of the Lord. Close quote. So Uddhava, the highest type of devotee, said, quote, I aspire after a birth as a blade of grass or some plant in Vrindavan, so that the feet dust of the gopis easily falls on my head. Close quote. So high is the position of the gopis and Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that very thing with the added feature of distributing it to others. Giving it to others, one may have a wholesale dealing with a life so divine. All conceptions of dharma, duty, adharma, irreligion, jnana, knowledge, renunciation, liberation, etc., they are very, very low in comparison to these affairs of Vrindavan. Here the heart is everything. Whoever has tenacity to follow this line has the greatest hope of success in life. And again, Tishtya yad asin mat sneho bhavatinang mat apanaha. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, it is supposed that one who gets my connection is fortunate, but I consider it my fortune that I got your, the gopis, connection. Others say that anyone who gets my connection is fortunate, but I consider myself fortunate because I have your connection. I am the most fortunate. It is my fortune that I have your connection, so it is sure that I shall be yours. I shall always be yours. Close quote. Such things are spoken by Krishna when he met the gopis at Kurukshetra. Such things are unattainable. People cannot even think so high that such a life is possible. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti will produce more bhakti, and that bhakti will also produce more bhakti. In this way, nothing else comes as a fruit. Bhakti is such a thing. It is its own reward. Yasyaha kadapi vasananchala kelanotha danyatidhanya pavanena krithatamani yogindra durgama gatir madhusudanopi tasyaha namostu vrishabhanu bhuvo dishepi. By Sri Prabhadananda Sarasati Pada. Here it has been told that once the flow of the wind had touched some part of the cloth or dress of Srimati Radharani, that wind touched Krishna's body and Krishna was beside himself with cheer, with gladness, with pleasure. Quote, oh, I felt a touch of the wind that blew past the dress of Radharani. I am so fortunate. Close quote. And who is that Krishna? All the religious experts, scholars, yogis, etc., they are all hunting after Krishna's grace. And that Krishna, he thinks himself fortunate if he gets a little touch of the breeze that blew past the dress of Srimati Radharani. So pure is Srimati Radharani. Her surrender, her service is so pure that even a touch of that wind makes Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord himself, think that he has gained the highest fortune. He feels, I am so fulfilled in my life. Srimati Radharani's position is first and foremost. Sri Jayadev Goswami has written that Krishna wants the feet dust of Srimati Radharani. Dehi Padapallavam Udaram, from Gita Govinda. However, ordinary people cannot understand this. Only the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his grace, can understand anything of the substance of Radhadasyam, the servitude of Srimati Radharani. So Radhadasyam is the highest aspiration of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. After Sri Chaitanya Dev took sannyas, he wandered throughout South India and conquered the religious conceptions there. At Banaras, Sri Swarup Damara also wanted to take sannyas, but the function was half done. When the Lord arrived at Puri, Sri Swarup Damara became as though mad, and with his sannyas function half completed, he ran to Puri. His name was Purushottama, and his brahmachari name was Svarupananda. So with this name still, he ran to Puri like a madman to see his guardian and friend, his everything. He greeted Sri Chaitanya Dev with this shloka. Hello dhunita kedaya vishadaya pranmilad amodaya shamyach chastra vivadaya rasadaya chitarpiton madaya shashvat bhakti vinodaya shamadaya madhuja marya daya Sri Chaitanya dayanidhe tavadaya bhuyad amandadoya. From Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya, Natak. Quote, O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya, that mercy which effortlessly dispels all lamentation, that mercy within which absolute purity resides, that mercy within which supreme ecstasy is revealed, overshadowing all else, that mercy which ends all scriptural debates by its appearance, that mercy which charms all directions by its pastimes of divine love, by its absolute sweetness, may that all-expansive mercy of yours, the bestower of all goodness, awaken in our hearts. Close quote. Sri Swarup Damodar fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev with this shloka on his lips. Quote, O great ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Dev, let your grace be distributed to one and all. You are the ocean of grace. Let that grace be distributed to one and all. It is the grace which once begun never comes to end in any other wave. It will never produce any bad thing thereafter. Your doya, your mercy, is of such quality that if anyone gets a particle of it, then in no time that mercy will eliminate any bad position. Mando means bad position, so amandadaya is such daya that won't bring inauspiciousness at any time. Close quote. Like a mad friend fallen at his feet, Sri Swarup Damodar sang this shloka to Sri Chaitanya Dev. In the line of instruction from Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Swarup Damodar is first, then Sri Rupa Sanatan. Vishvambara Priyankara Sri Swarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatan. Sri Swarup Damodara's position is such. In Vrindavan, his position is Lalita Sakhi. Bhuyad means Ashirvad, blessings. Quote, I bestow my blessings to one and all. One and all may get the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Close quote. A hint of the particular standard of Srimati Lalita Devi's service has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirman Chano Pakarane Krita Deha Lakshyam. When Lalita Devi finds a drop of perspiration at the feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, she furiously engages herself to remove it. Quote, how has it come here? We are circumambulating them to see that not the least pain can enter this domain to trouble them. But how without our notice has this perspiration appeared? Perspiration, perspiration. Close quote. So she is furiously chastising herself and wants to immediately take birth 1,100,000 times. With that force she comes to remove that drop of perspiration from the lotus feet of either of the divine couple. If the least difficulty is seen in the serving area, the Lord's associates can't tolerate it in any way, and such eagerness, self-abuse and earnestness is found in them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sanatana deha tyage krishna yadi paye koti deha kshane ke thabe charite pariye. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila. Quote, O Sanatan, to attain the service of Krishna, I want to immediately die 10 million times. I am ready to embrace 10 million deaths if that will help me serve him. Close quote. The Hladini Shakti, the feeling potency, is Srimati Radharani. Even she feels dissatisfaction within herself. I can't. This holds the extreme position. I can't do my service, my duty, I can't do it. At the meeting in Syamanta Panchaka at Kurukshetra, Krishna himself suddenly fell at Srimati Radharani's feet and begged forgiveness. Quote, I am an offender, a criminal to your position. You are so self-giving. I cannot fulfill my real duty towards you. Your service to me is so loving. I can't do my duty to you. Close quote. But Srimati Radharani said, quote, It is I who am committing offences because I am still living despite your separation. In your separation I am still living. That proves that I am the offender. I am the offender, not you, because I am living. That is sufficient proof that I am not fit for you. Why did I not die with the separation? There is the proof. Close quote. Krishna fell at her feet. Quote, Your position is so high, so high. So long I was without you, increasing my different duties. Without trying to satisfy you, I engaged myself in consideration of different duties. Close quote. But Srimati Radharani said, quote, No, no, it is I who am the offender, that I did not die without your company. We find in the scriptures that the male has such freedom, but not the female, so I should have died in the separation, and you have no offense that you left me to do so many duties here and there. You have so many duties to discharge, but I am only for your service. As such, I could not keep up the standard. Close quote. Such was the meeting at Kurukshetra. So in Krishna's pastimes, the potencies are Sandhini, Sangvit, and Hladini. Hladini holds the highest position because of wholesale self-surrender. Next is Sangvit, and then third is the position of the Sandhini. Thinking, feeling, and willing. Willing is Sandhini. Thinking is Sangvit. And feeling is Hladini. Ordinarily, we may think that feeling is the last of all, but no, it is the first. Feeling is first. Feeling, real feeling, has been given such a high position. We are all under feeling. We are all searching, and feeling is commanding. We think feeling is the result. No, feeling is commanding everything. First feeling, then thinking, then willing. Generally, the karmis give the better hand to willing, willpower, or command. And the jnanis place everything in thinking. Quote, we command the will, so we are holding the high position. Close quote. But feeling is at the basis of everything. He or it or she is commanding everything. It has been told like that. We have to understand the position of feeling. Hare Krishna. Thus ends the 12th and final chapter of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion. Every word is a song. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Pranati Dashakam. 10 prayers unto the holy lotus feet of Om Asatara Shata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, offered on his 94th holy day of Advent, 1988. Composed by the present Saivite President Acharya, Om Vishnupad Chidandiswami Srimad Bhakti Sanda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Pranati Dashakam. Naomi Sri Guru Padabjang Yati Rajesh Vareshwaram Sri Bhakti Rakshakam Srila Sridhara Swaminang Sada Sudhir Gonatta Diptangam Supibya Vapushang Parang Chidanda Tulasi Mala Gopichandana Bhushitam Achintya Pratibhasnigdhang Divya Jnana Prabhakarang Vidadi Savashastranam Samanjasya Vidhayakam Gauri Acharya Ratnanam Ujvalam Ratnakoshtubham Sri Chaitanya Mahapremon Mattalinam Shiromanim Gayatriyata Vinirya Sang Gita Gudhata Gauravam stotra ratnadi sangriddhaṁ prapanna jivanamritam apurva granta sambharaṁ bhaktanaṁ hrid rasayanaṁ kripaya yena dattaṁ taṁ naumi karunya sundaram sankirtana mahara sarasa desh chandra manibhang sanghati vitarang vishve gora krishnang ganai saha dhamani shri navadipe gupta govardhane shubhe vishva vishrutta chaitanya sarasvata matottamam stapayitva gurung gora radha govinda vigrahan prakashayati chatmanam seva sangsiddhi vigraha gora shirupa siddhanta dibya dhara dharam gurum shri bhakti rakshakam devam shridharam pranamamyaham shradhaya yaha patim nityam pranati dashakam muda Vishate raga margeshu tasya bhakta prasadataha. Dina dhamasya tridandi bhikshu shri bhakti sundar govindasya. Verse 1. I eternally offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my most worshipful divine master, the supreme emperor of the sannyasi kings, Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Swami. Verses 2 to 4. He possesses a lofty, dignified, divinely effulgent, incomparable holy form, so charming to behold. Adorned with Gopi Chandana and a necklace of talisi beads, he holds the triple staff of the Vaishnava ascetics. Although he possesses the qualification of inconceivable potency, he is full of the utmost affection. All the 10 directions are illuminated by the effulgence of his supramundane, unalloyed perception. He is the dispenser of the genuine, proper, harmonious adjustment of all the scriptures, the Vedas, the Vedanta, the Upanishads, the Puranas, etc., headed by the Srimad Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, which holds equal importance with the Vedas. In the necklace of the jewels of Acharyas, in the Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya, he shines resplendently like the brilliant Kaushtubha gem, and he is radiant in his glory as the crown jewel of the bumblebee devotees who are mad in the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love supreme. I eternally offer my obeisances unto him, my most worshipful divine master. Verses 5 and 6. By his grace he brought to full bloom the deepest underlying purport of Gayatri, the mother of the Vedas. By his grace he opened the hidden treasure, treasure house of the glorious internal purport of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he distributed these gifts to one and all, even the lowest of the low. He revealed the supreme holy book, Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, which is a treasure of many types of precious gems of holy stanzas. The wealth of holy stanzas compiled from Stotra Ratna by Sri Jamuna Charja and many other valuable sources. Sung by the Lord and his devotees, he revealed an unprecedented collection of holy books. Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, the Golden Volcano of Divine Love, etc., that are the very life nectar of the devotees' hearts and spiritual senses. He gave these gifts to the world. I eternally offer my obeisances unto him, my most worshipful divine master, the beautiful deity of mercy incarnate. Verse 7. He revels in his full-blown splendor as, along with and through his intimate servitors, he distributes in the entire universe the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Gaura Krishna, the moon risen from the nectar ocean of the grand dance of the congregational chanting of Sri Krishna's holy name. Verses 8 to 10. In Sri Navadip Dham, which is non-different from the holy abode of Sri Vrindavan, His Divine Grace established the world-renowned Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat at Sri Koladip, the self-same hidden Govardhan hill, Gupta Govardhan, which is the sacred place where all offences are absolved, Aparada Bhanjanpat. There he revealed the beautiful devotional service of the worshipful deities Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar, divinely manifesting his very self as the deity of service in perfection. Eternally do I offer my obeisances unto the holy lotus feet of my divine master, Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who carries the divine current of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, coming in the line of Sri Rupa, the object of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's divine affection. One who with pure faith happily sings this Pranati Dashakam every day gains the qualification to serve the Supreme Lord on the path of spontaneous love, Raga Marga, by the grace of the associate servitors of that Srila Gurudev. Rendered into English by Tri Dandi Swami Sripad B. A. Sagar. Epilogue. His Divine Grace, Sri Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, was born in 1894 in a highly respected Brahmana family of the Bhattacharya order at Hapaniya, District Burdwan, West Bengal. He received his education at Bharampur University. Having taken his pious birth in Sri Gauramando, the holy lands where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his divine pastimes on the earth, Srila Sridhar Maharaj from his very childhood had natural affinity for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sankirtan, the grand congregational chanting of the holy names of the Supreme Lord. In 1926, Srila Sridhar Maharaj joined the Sri Gaudiya Math and became an initiated disciple of its founder, the illustrious Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Prabhupada, who had his manifest pastimes in this world between 1874 and 1937. He later accepted the Holy Order of Sannyas, monkhood, in 1930. Recognizing him as a faithful, stalwart preacher of the perfect precepts of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada conferred upon him the name Sri Bhakti Rokkok, meaning guardian of devotion. And further, echoing the statement of the great Vaishnava preceptor Srila Jiva Goswami, who referred in his Sanskrit writings to the renowned Srimad Bhagavatam commentator Sri Sridhar Swamipad as Bhakti Ekka Rokshok, supreme guardian of devotion. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada gave him the Chidanda Sannyas title of Sridhar. Thus he became Srimad Bhakti Rokshok Sridhar Maharaj. As a prominent preacher in the Sri Gaudiya Math mission, he travelled extensively throughout India and preached fluently in Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit and English, spreading the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on mass levels in universities, public seminars and Sankirtan festivals. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada also expressed high appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sanskrit composition, Sri Bhakti Vinoda Viraha Dashakam, considering it an omen of assurance that the great ideals and dignity of the Sri Gaudiya divine succession, Sampradaya, would be perfectly upheld and preached by such a learned and sensitive devotee as Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And practically, as a testimony to this fact, just prior to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's departure from this mortal world, Srila Prabhupada had Srila Sridhar Maharaj sing in his presence the holy prayer most venerated by the entire Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava community, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada. After the passing of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's godbrothers, associates and the public naturally revered him as the senior most representative of Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya, although Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself was more inclined to anonymity as a humble Vaishnava. Nonetheless, by the call of divine duty and divine inspiration, he established the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math at Sri Nabadeep Dham, hinting in a short Sanskrit poem that the Math, as a sanctuary where the holy message of his Gurudev, Sri Rupa and Sri Chaitanya Dev was preached, would inevitably become renowned throughout the world amongst the sincere and pious seekers of unalloyed truth and divinity. Srila Sridhar Maharaj is the composer of numerous classical prayers and commentaries in Sanskrit and Bengali. His works are hailed as gems of pure Vaishnavism by scholars, philosophers and devotees worldwide. He authored Sri Sri Prapanajivanamritam, a Sanskrit devotional treatise on the subject of divine surrender, which has become a standard textbook for devotees everywhere. Upon reaching his 80s, not only Indians, but persons from America, Europe and the world over became attracted by his teachings and personality. He was known as a pure saint of the most simple habits of living. He was respected and loved for his saintly simplicity, his affectionate nature and dealings, and he was revered by all, whether godbrothers, disciples, other devotees or the general public, being unanimously venerated for his formidable encyclopedic command of the revealed scriptures, and further for his unique and unprecedented style of casting newer and newer light upon the most internal philosophical and revelatory purports of pure Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. A vast library of his taped discourses has been compiled by his disciples, and from such recordings have been published the exquisite English books Search for Sri Krishna Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, The Golden Volcano of Divine Love, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, as well as unique commentary and interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, The Hidden Treasure of the Sweet Absolute, and many others. Many more publications are also anticipated. On 12th of August 1988, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rako Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj departed from this world to enter into the eternal pastimes. His departure did not herald the departure of one of the great stars of the Sri Gaudiya firmament, but that of the moon itself. Even the earth herself trembled on two occasions, forecasting and punctuating the event. A divine temple named the Temple of Union in Separation will be erected at his holy shrine at Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, Navadip, and worship will continue throughout the generations. Srila Sridhar Maharaj selected his most intimate and senior sannyasi disciple, Srimad Swami Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, as his successor, blessing him with the position of Acharya President of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math and all its affiliated branches. His Holiness Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj penned the preceding Pranati Dashakam as an offering to his Gurudev. All over the world it is sung with devotion by the devotees of Srila Bhakti Rako Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj is a distinguished and talented Sanskrit scholar and illustrious preacher of the precepts of Sri Chaitanya Dev, qualities that were prominent in his glorious Gurudev Om Vishnupad Astutarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rako Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Humbly, Chidandi Swami B.A. Sagar, Editor. Thus ends the entire reading of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1, by Srila Bhakti Rako Kridhardev Goswami Maharaj, published from Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, Kolaganj, Post Office Navadip, District Nadia, West Bengal, India.